Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Kevin Jenks joins us, the tournament director for the NBC World Series, president of the Wichita Area Sports Commission. Kevin,
Greater
welcome.
Wichita Sports Commission.
Whatever it is. You know what? I've tried to remember the name of it.
I'm helping you.
Whatever it is, Kevin, you're the president of it. Congratulations.
And CEO.
Thank you.
Happy birthday.
Oh, yes, yes. Thank you both. Yeah. Yes. Great way to spend it, as always.
Are the Seattle Studs winning their game today?
They just finished the game. They actually lost the game. It didn't matter. They're already 2-0. They'd already sealed the top seed from their pool. So I know you're going to be talking to their manager Barry Aiden here next hour, I think. And he played a lot of guys that have been with him all year that maybe haven't seen the field as much as some others, and so they get a chance to do their thing. And they just lost, but it doesn't hurt them as far as. They're seeding for the elimination bracket. It starts Thursday.
So it sounds like, and I did not make it over to Hutch, but it sounds like things went very well in Hutchinson. Is that an accurate statement?
Yeah, we're extremely happy. We were able to, the forecast last Tuesday did not look good for us. And we were expecting rain every day, and it looked like the percentages were pretty high. And We only had one day where rain came into play, and that just delayed us from a starting point for an hour, and we were able to roll through and keep things on schedule. So very fortunate with the weather last week, and it's a challenge when you're going to play four games a day, and certainly I love, as a baseball guy, I love the natural stuff, the turf and the dirt, when it's coming through with potential rain. But no, we were able to make it through, and grounds crew over there worked triple overtime to get us on, keep us on schedule and everything each morning. So I'm very happy with the outcome for Hutchinson.
Yeah, what is that? What did that kind of more intimate setting do for the atmosphere? It seemed like everyone was kind of into it. It was relatively loud and boisterous. Was it a good atmosphere out there?
Well, certainly it helps. The Hutch Monarchs have slowly. Built their program and gotten better, honestly, year after year after year, and one of our top teams. And, they have a great following in Hutchinson. And as you guys know, are aware of the history of baseball in Hutchinson, going back to Barry Bonds and Rafael Palmeiro and Roger Clemens playing there during the 70s, 80s, I think. I'm losing my decades there. But, so the community comes out. It's a big sports town. They love it. It helps that the libations are for a pretty inexpensive rate, too. And so people are able to have a good time at Hobart Dedder.
Kevin Jenks, our guest from the NBC World Series Tournament Director. So I'm just going to ask this question. You can choose to answer it in any way you see viable. Is there been any thought of just moving this tournament permanently to Hutchinson? Given Hutchinson the reins of this baby and seeing what can happen, or are you comfortable having a week in Hutchinson and a week at Eck and doing that on into the future. Do you think that's the best for the tournament?
Well, I will say this. There is a lot of conversation about the future of the NBC, about playing. It is an extreme challenge for our staff to load up shop and go to Hutchinson, play for 4 or 5 days. And then we immediately, like last night, yesterday, we moved our game times up to 9, noon, 3, and 6 because, you know, we get done with the game, say, 9 o'clock. We're packing everything up. We're, you know, trying to get things closed up for the day, make sure the stadium's in a good place before we leave it, and then get over to Wichita, get some sleep, and then immediately, you know, at dawn, we're here at X Stadium unloading the same stuff that we packed, you know, less than 12 hours ago, and then we got to get ready for a ball game at noon. And so that's a challenge. We would like to have just one facility where we play the majority of the games. You know, and so there's a lot of discussion about how that looks for things. Hutchinson is a great host, a phenomenal host. They enjoy having us there. It's great. The challenge is that it's natural turf, and you've got dirt. And so when you have weather, and we did have weather there, thank goodness it came during the night and early mornings, and we were able to get games in as they started at noon. But if that rain comes at, say, 3 p.m, it's not good. So that's the challenge of being in Hutchbot with it. So, you know, there's a lot of conversation taking place, and we'll see what how things can look where we play. But, yeah, we would prefer to be in one location for the entire event. And maybe someday it would be Hutch, but at the same time, though, Wichita is our home, and we'd prefer to stay here.
So we know Lone Star, Liberal, Seattle, Santa Barbara are in the single elimination tournament. Has anyone else been advanced yet to that single elimination? What do the next couple days look like at Eck?
You know, our next game here, this 3 o'clock game between the Hutch Monarchs and OKC D-Bad, those two teams are battling out. The winner advances out of their pool as the 2 seed from their pool. You know, Seattle has struggled the last few years, but I will tell you, and I wouldn't even put this game they just played into it, but they're playing Seattle Studs baseball once again. You know, they're loud in the dugout, and they're bunting, and they're stealing, and they're hitting running, and then they're just getting creative. They're manufacturing runs, and I know you guys love that term, as manufacturing runs. Lone Star,
my favorite
really
thing
good.
In baseball.
Lone Star looks really good. They're stacked. I think they have better talent than they have. We'll see what Santa Barbara does. I mean, you look at their roster, and it's certainly peppered with a lot of Division One, strong Division One players. But I think there's going to be someone who really gives them a test once we get into the single elimination bracket, and it should be interesting to see who that is.
Kevin Jenks with us from the National Baseball Congress World Series. We've got Hayes still alive. We've certainly got Liberal, which is already advanced into the single elimination pool. Are those teams viable? Are those teams contenders, in your opinion?
Yeah, I think Liberal's the tough one. They're the strong one. They've had a good summer. They won the Rocky Mountain Baseball League. They transferred over to it this first year. They won it, I think, by a game or two over Hayes, and Hayes lost a tough one to the Seattle Studs the other night. And so those old guard, you know, teams have been coming to the NBC for decades, honestly. You know, they're strong, but that up and comer right now is Lone Star Baseball Club. Their runner up finished last year. I think they've regrouped, and they've got some good players and some what I would call bigger players. That certainly looks good when you walk off the bus, I guess. But I don't know. I think it's going to be interesting, especially with the single elimination. Going back to it, there's more pressure to win, whether you're talented like the Foresters or you're someone who can put some pressure in some different ways. You know, I know when you talk to Barry here, he's been through a lot of battles here at the NBC, and he gets pretty creative when it comes to managing games.
So, you know, we've seen the Jayhawk League kind of disband and those teams dispersed. where we had many, many leagues in summer baseball in the Wichita area. Now we have, what, just one? Is it only the Sunflower?
No, there's, so I mean, just in Kansas, there's three leagues that exist. And, you know, the Mid-States League, which is, you know, in the northeast part of the state. I think, you know, it's diluted. And that's across the country. That's not just here locally. There's more opportunities for college kids to play in the summer. You know, it's, and you see that. But I also think as a whole, you don't see the strengths. Leagues aren't as strong from top to bottom as they once were when the Jayhawk existed.
So how is that? How important is that relationship between the NBC and the Sunflower, kind of the last one standing here around Wichita, at least?
It's extremely important. You know, it's, I think we kind of, we need to try to strengthen the relationship with the Sunflower League and all of our affiliations. You know, we're looking at, it's no secret that, you know, with the transition of me into the new role with the sports commission, you know, we intend to hire someone to take on the day-to-day operations and the duties of being the eventual tournament director. And replace me. I'll still be involved in things, but I think it needs a reboot. I think it needs someone with a different look at it. I've been, you know, to a point, very traditional in a lot of ways, and so I'm good and perfectly fine with stepping aside and letting someone else come in and you know, with some fresh perspectives and run with it. But it also needs someone who can devote time to it, and that's something that I've struggled with personally in the, you know, the past year.
Talking with Kevin Jinks, I know we've got a competing tournament in town right now that starts, I believe, on Wednesday. Is it called the Summer Ball Showdown? Is that accurate, Kevin? Do you know? Because I've tried to find information on this tournament, and it's hard to find.
Well, I don't know much about it. I'll use the term. I said I've got my own three-ring circus to worry about. So we're aware of the event, and we feel our event's pretty good. And not just from a tradition or a historical point of view. When you look at the locations we play, you look at the teams and certainly the talent, and just certainly at the level of professionalism we run our event, and so you know, we know there are other, and it's not just locally, there's other events that are or tournaments that are taking place at this time of year, and you know, we certainly understand, and there's opportunities out there, and people see some things to whether they want to make, you know, make a quick buck, you know, we're not going anywhere. We're gonna continue to come out of this and get strong. But you know, what hurts us is not having one location. You know, I think we were in a really good spot when we were able to play the entire World Series at Lawrence Dumont Stadium. And so once we can establish maybe a home, as opposed to being some traveling gypsies in a way, we'll be fine. And so, and that's a conversation taking place every day right now.
All right. Well, it's an ongoing thing. The NBC World Series in its 87th year. Is that correct?
Number 88.
Number 88. Good grief. The same as Bill Russell. That's remarkable. Games today.
Unfortunate to see him pass away.
Yeah, it was. Games today. The Austin Shockers have already defeated the Seattle Studs. Right now, the Hutchinson Monarchs, Oklahoma City D-Bat. At 6 o'clock out at X Stadium, Lone Star, Texas, against the Hayes Larks. That winner going on into the pool play. And then at 8:30, 316 Elite against the Lone Star Baseball Club. All of that today in the NBC World Series at X Stadium. Four more games tomorrow. Kevin, thanks for coming on. We appreciate it.
Always a pleasure. Thanks for having us, guys.
Thanks.
Have a great day.
Thanks. You too. With us from the NBC and the Greater Wichita Area Sports Commission.
Nope.
The Greater Wichita Sports Commission.
There you go. Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Right. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.